Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Yo, man, the Marcus Harvey here.
Jawan, affectionately known as the Paranormal Poppy, is here.
And don't you for one second forget about the bad boy of paranormal himself, Dalen Spratt. Now let's get to it, baby. Today's urban legend.
Okay.
It's called, all right, get this, The Bloody Pit. And later on, we're going to chat with our guest, man, Ashley Ray. She's a comedian, an actor, a writer, and host of the podcast TV I Say with Ashley Ray. And she talks about her experience inside of The Bloody Pit. That sounds like an armpit rash.
I hope she made it out.
Wait, you said
without a rash?
Without catching anything.
Okay.
That's right. You can't.
No STD.
No what?
No spiritually transmitted diseases.
You tell them. That's why I set you up, baby.
Hey, baby. All right, y'all. Look. So the legend of how the Hoosick Tunnel in North Adams, Massachusetts got the name.
Massachusetts?
Listen, man.
Come on.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to y'all.
Last time. Run it back. We go get you.
Always skipped over that state, bro. Growing up, I could never spell it, and I could never say it.
That's state is dead to me.
My man used to always just say M-A. He would never hit you the abbreviation.
Oh, you from Boston, M-A. Oh, you from M-A.
I'm going to get it. Here we go. That's the word get tricky with me. My mouth don't work that way.
Because it's actually in cursive.
My mouth can't say chew right.
No, it's the shit.
Not even
it's the shit. It's the second part. It's the second part, too. If them back to back is a tongue twister.
It's not the chew.
It's not the chew. It's the shit.
It's the shit. It ain't the chew. It's the shit, y'all. All right, here we go. So the legend of how the Hoosick Tunnel in North Adams, Massachusetts, got the name Bloody Pit. Say, look, I'm going to give y'all the backstory.
Man, I am ready. Bring it on, bro.
God damn, it's in it again.
Where's that?
Okay. All right, y'all.
My man said it's not the truth, it's the shits.
That shit is stupid. It's not the truth. I'm gonna get my
guy aneurysm. Damn, I start getting hot.
Man, so you mean this on the next line?
I gotta keep saying
that's funny. All right,
y'all. So look, y'all, this is wild. In 1819, the area from Boston to Albany, New York, didn't have a canal, right? So creating one would give the mill owners there an easy way to ship their products. So somebody just had the bright idea of why don't they just build one through the Hoosick Mountain? They literally had plans of making a 4.5 mile long tunnel.
Shut your mouth.
But look, it was expensive.
How expensive was it?
Bro, a lot of money.
Okay.
A whole lot of money.
Listen, man. Look, and nothing was done for years. Like, it just cost so much money, bro. They didn't even start the project.
They just had it sitting.
Sitting there. And construction eventually started around the 1850s, and it lasted for about 25 years. So about from 1850 to 1875, they were working hard on this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, nearly 200 men died while working on the tunnel. I know you're asking.
It's a high body count.
No, I'm asking. I'm going to say it. You don't even have to know why, because I'm going to ask it.
I know. What you going to ask me?
Why 200 people? They couldn't get it after, like, the second person. All right, we need to stop letting people die in there. Why so many people?
It was kind of crazy. Let me tell you what happened, man. It was poor work conditions.
Okay.
Poor work conditions. And one incident had to do with nitroglycerin.
Dang.
Y'all know what nitroglycerin is?
That stuff,
I think it's used to blow things up.
Okay. You use your context clues with that one, J-Man. It's that suit jacket.
Don't let it fool you.
Listen.
Hey. Don't let it go to your head. No.
Listen, don't you ever forget that, baby. But no, look, man, in 1865, three guys that, like, were masters in explosives, they decide that they're going to blow a hole in this wall, right? So they go into the tunnel. They set up their explosives. And they have to run out, just like the movies.
Word?
Just like the movies. Like, you like light the dynamite. You
like Sylvester Stallone.
Bro, listen. They lit it. All three tried to run out. Oh, but one of them was a little bit faster than the other two. And let me tell you what Buddy did.
What'd he do?
He got his ass on about that tunnel, and he hit the switch and blew everybody up.
Okay. No, bro. This sound like an investigation with Daly.
Bro, listen, man. This is, or episode of First 48.
That sound like something fishy.
Bro, listen, man. The people were trying to say, like, how the hell did Tony, his name ain't Tony, but we going to call him Tony.
We're going to call him Tony.
How did Tony get out?
How you the only one?
And everybody else blew up. The other two blew up. But check this out. Can't nobody even find Tony after that. Tony skedaddled, bro. He vanished. Mm. Went on the run.
That's not suspicious.
Right. Tony told on himself.
Yeah.
But check this out. 2 months later, guess what happened to Tony?
What happened?
Bro, they found Tony's body dead, literally like 10 feet away from where the two guys blew up in the tunnel.
No shit?
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. So a lot of people was like, man, what happened to Tony? Like, was it ghosts? But no, but literally they found him strangled to death. So people saying that, you know, either it was the get back, it was karma.
Ooh,
at the site of the crime.
They say that it was the spirits that he killed, his two partners that he worked with, you know what I'm saying, getting their get back, man.
I think that's what it is.
What you think?
Shoot, if somebody blew me up and I saw you coming back around.
All right, y'all. Guess what else, though?
What happened?
That ain't the only thing that happened in that tunnel.
What else went down?
No, man, this ain't even funny, bro. It's just wild that all of this stuff happened in this area and nobody just stopped it. Like, y'all just kept going. Like, it's like a train tunnel to this day. Like, it's crazy. Look at this. One of the most chilling events was the Central Shaft accident. Check this out, Marcus.
What's up?
13 dudes went down into the tunnel's central shaft where the flammable materials like explosives,
what?
Power lamps,
come on,
and oil were just used to blast open the mountain. It had like a 1,000-foot vertical chimney for all the exhaust to escape.
Okay.
So think, it's like a big-ass chimney coming out of the side of a big-ass mountain.
Sounds exactly what a chimney is.
Yep. I tried to paint the picture for you.
That's what you really did.
That's for all my visual learners out there.
Okay.
But look, though, in 1867, one single spark set off an explosion and a fire started. There were four men working inside at the top of the shaft that had to evacuate. So as soon as the fire started in this, like, shaft, bro, they got on up out of there. Like, they couldn't get the other dudes. They couldn't get to the other dudes at the bottom of the shaft, bro.
Okay.
Like, the fire just took over way too quickly.
So they left the 13.
Bro, dang, this tunnel got a history of people leaving people, don't it? But look, though, here we go. They didn't have time to bring up the other 13. So they tried to put out the fire, but the whole shaft collapsed. And the men below were, like, literally showered with, like, rigging equipment, mining tools, and fiery debris. So could you imagine being at the bottom of a shaft and, like, a big explosion happens above you and now fire's dropping on you? But look, though, man, they tried to rescue him. But after a few days, man, a worker tried to go down the shaft, but he almost passed out because he couldn't breathe. And he said that, like, nobody could survive that. This is a few days later. Like, they sending dudes out there to try to get them out. And he was like, nah,
I can't even get down there.
He almost died, suffocated.
So I know they dead.
God dang. How is that your synopsis? Everybody's still alive down there, right? He's like, nope, they dead. They go.
So this is how I'm coming out.
Yeah, they dead. Because if I can't breathe, they can't breathe.
Right.
And it's been a couple days?
And it's been a couple days. So I know that gave you about 16 hours.
Right. But look, with no working water pumps for air or for the water, the shaft started filling up with water. Dang. So they couldn't pump out the water. None of the water, none of
so
the air.
So they started drowning?
None of that, bro. So the bodies of some of the dead crew members literally began to surface. And more than a year after the disaster, the last of them were found. So it took a whole year, bro, until they found the bodies of everybody that was at the bottom of that shaft.
See, I sense this is where the urban legend comes in.
You're right, Joel, and here is the legend. A local newspaper reporter wrote, "During the time the miners were missing, villagers told strange tales of vague shapes and muffled wails near the water-filled pit."
Sounds poetic.
It does, man. It does. So then they said that workmen claimed to see the lost miners carrying picks and shovels through a shroud of mist and snow on the mountaintop. The ghostly apparitions would appear briefly, then vanish, leaving no footprints in the snow, giving no answers to the miners' calls. And after the miners' bodies were found, the apparitions literally disappeared. But the workmen hearing the eerie moans did not stop. So they said literally before they got all them bodies up out of there, bro, you could be over there and you would hear people yelling and screaming and moaning. They said that they saw like apparitions of like workers carrying pickaxes and stuff. And then as soon as they moved the bodies, no one saw anything else, but they still heard the moans. So I wonder, could that be like a residual haunting, maybe?
Could be.
Just from all that agony of them being down there for over almost a year?
That's a lot of trauma.
Yeah, but it's also like, sounds like poltergeist activity, right? But they ain't had no footprints, so they wasn't trying to get caught.
I feel you. Or the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like the White Walkers.
But look, like they say, it took literally 20 years for them to finish, and over 200 people died from incidents like that, right? Workers felt like the tunnel was cursed, and many of them refused to enter it ever again. Some of the crew members even walked off the job and didn't return.
I hear that. Shoot, you got to pay me to go back in there.
But that's bogus, though. Like, you heard the stories about people dying. Like, you heard about Tony that died 10 years ago.
I did.
And you chose to work here.
And you chose to come back.
But I did not. That was not in the job description. You're going to hear moans.
But you said they'd have to pay you to work there. I'm pretty sure they pay you to come back.
But they have to pay me to go back.
Oh,
you know,
so you need double pay.
Yeah, I need double pay.
Oh, you
screaming
need double
half.
Pay, back pay.
Whatever.
Look, I got something
need,
for you,
man.
Though.
What you got?
Look at me. Back in 1874? You like, dang, Baylor? At the same tunnel?
How much has happened? Go ahead.
Well, apparently a lot's happened, Marcus. Because back in 1874, mm-hmm. a hunter named Frank Webster.
Good old Frank.
Say, man, Frank went missing near the tunnel.
No.
A search party ended up finding him 3 days later in a state of shock. Like, he looked like he had been through a ringer.
What?
He said strange voices ordered him into the tunnel, where ghostly figures wandered around him, and invisible hands took his hunting rifle and beat the hell out of him with it.
I shouldn't laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
But okay. You never give up your gun.
Never. Never.
You don't give up your gun, Doc.
But look, they said when they found him, they didn't have his rifle with him. But he did have cuts on his head and body, like somebody had whooped his ass.
Is that what that was in the report? Somebody had whooped his ass?
Listen, it said Detective Johnson said he looked like somebody whooped his ass.
Scarred on his card on the top of the eye. And right. Lip. Yeah,
which,
he got it.
Which
ass
is
whooped.
Congruent with an ass whooping.
Toxicology shows.
Toxicology shows.
He got
he
his
was
ass
sober.
He, got it. He was sober, but he got his ass.
Right. How does your toxicology report show that you got your ass whooped?
It's a bad ass whoop. That's a bad ass whoop.
That's a bad ass whoop. That shit got
yeah,
hurt.
Yeah, showed it. Yeah, see, alcohol on his hands.
Your ahead, ass whooping was in your system.
It was in your system. God, dog.
You had a .08 ass whooping?
I don't know what happened. I don't know how this even showed up. It
so you passed the legal limit on ass whooping.
You had to. Way past
he legally whooped your ass. All right, we back. We back, y'all.
Man, you seem to know a lot about this. Do you know if anyone
about
has
ass whoopings?
Ass whoopings. Man being blown up by explosives.
Yeah.
I mean, has anybody recently heard anything about the tunnel or seen anything?
Bro, listen. It says locals in the area say strange winds, ghostly apparitions, and eerie voices are experienced around and up in the tunnel itself.
Dang. Why are you still going up in that tunnel?
Bro, listen. Bro.
If you know it's passing our ass, we'll
say, man, these tunnel has hands rated E for everybody.
For everybody. this is just on a paranormal note, fellas. Does it sound like the tunnel is a portal? Like
a portal for ass whoopings?
or hell.
Oh my God. What if you know how portals just be popping up, right? And people be accidentally walking in the portal,
and stumbling across them.
What if somebody stumbled in a portal and it was an ass whooping portal?
It was the ass, bro. And you can't do nothing about
it. But get your ass whooped.
Because you can't see where it's coming
God
from.
God dang. You in the afterlife getting your ass whooped.
You went through the wrong portal.
The wrong portal.
Took a left and you should have took a right.
I was trying to go to the side portal.
Okay. Oh, man. All right. I think this brings us to the segment where we hear from our guests because y'all are getting out of hand.
No, man. Listen, baby. It's either out of the hands or in the hands, baby.
But it's to completion.
But we go finish. Hello. All right, man. Our guest Ashley Ray has a crazy story to share with us today. But first, we got to take a quick break. So sit tight and don't let it bite you. Hello.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, y'all. Welcome back, and I'm excited to introduce you to this week's guest. We have Ashley Ray. She's a comedian, an actor, a writer, and the host of the podcast TV I Say with Ashley Ray.
Hey, Ashley Ray.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you. Yes, it's all about that rhyme right there. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited. Like, I love ghost stories. I also love the just like witchy ghost vibe you have going on in your studio right now. This is what I'm talking about.
You see
a witch? I'm sorry.
It's definitely like some witchy ghost stuff going on behind you.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, we got the Om symbol. Like, we got the we got some spiritual stuff going on in here. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Not like, you know, like the white Salem witches. I mean, like, you know, the witches today where they're like, oh, I got some candles, some oils. Let me put on some Erykah Badu.
That's funny. Ashley, so, you know, we do paranormal investigating, right?
Yes,
so we go out and we check out all different haunted locations. I know you had an experience, but before you share your experience, like, tell me, what's your take on paranormal? What's your take on ghosts? Like, where do you fall on that spectrum?
I believe in it. I absolutely believe in ghosts, spirits, and I love all TV shows that are about like ghosts stuck in a location. I believe in the if you die in a place, you're stuck there ghost theory.
Let me ask you this, though. Are you the type of person that when, you know, 100 years from now you pass away, would you choose to be a ghost?
Oh, no.
Really?
Absolutely not. There's 4 cool things about being a ghost, and I feel like I get so bored of it in like 20 years.
What are the 4? What's the 4?
Okay, you can and some ghost realities, you do get to still eat whatever you want. Like, you can engage with metaphysical objects, but like the real world can't see it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, go ahead, drive that car you always wanted. Like, you can live that world and like have every wonder you want, you know, but also it's like you are stuck in the place where you are. So like,
right.
If you die at school, you're stuck in your high school forever. I die in my apartment. I just have to like live with whoever lives here. That's going to suck. Yeah, I also think ghost sex would probably be really cool. In everything I've seen, ghosts can have sex. So that you know, if there's cool people who died around you.
You know what's crazy? I actually did a spirit box session in a cemetery. I asked, what do you miss the most? And the spirit said sex.
You damn right.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that they miss it and they want it? Or maybe he's just not getting none on the other side? But I wonder, can a spirit meet a spirit on the other side?
Mm. I like to believe they can.
Okay.
You know, I choose to believe, like, so in the story I'm going to share, it is a location where men died in this, like, mining accident when they were building this tunnel. And I like to believe all those dudes are there together. Like, you were together, you're together.
Now, Ash, I'm going to be honest with you. That don't sound like fun in the afterlife.
See, that's why I think I wouldn't want to be a ghost, because, like, if you have a little bit of fun, you get to maybe fly. You know, you could do crazy stuff, like jump off of things, because, you can't hurt yourself.
So you could fly, but you got to stay in the same spot. Or it could be, like, back in the day where, you know, you could go outside, but you had to be home by the street lights coming on.
Ooh.
So that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
So you're on an ankle monitor. So
you can only go, you can fly so far.
That leads us to this, Ashley. What is your story? Like, what happened?
Break it down.
Yeah. So, like I said, I believe in ghosts. I love a good, scary time. My senior year of college, my friends and I decided it's our last big Halloween together. Let's go all out. And we had heard about the Hoosick Tunnel in West Adams, Massachusetts. It's a famous haunted tunnel because a long, long time ago when they were building it, they had to blast holes through these mountains to put a tunnel in for the trains. And as they were doing this project, there was a huge collapse and men died and they were left there because they couldn't get the bodies out. But that's why people say it's haunted, because they continue to build on top of these men who are still there. So we heard about this. We had seen it on a few like ghost hunting shows, and we were like, you know, it'd be a good idea for Halloween. Let's go camp out there and do a lot of drugs right next to the tunnel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This was your idea.
Oh, yeah. It was, I would say, and I did go to like this liberal arts school in Massachusetts, but most of my friends, like, I was from the city, my friends were from New York, and we were just in this like forest location and hated it, but we still were like, let's go camping. And I'm from the Midwest, so I knew a bit about camping, but I was going with all these kids from like Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Yo, Ashley, pass the stick so we can get this fire popping, son.
Oh, you look mad, like, dumb,
truly,
man.
Mad dumb, son.
Mad dumb. Like, truly, they were just like, yo, it's mad dumb. It's wet out here on these rocks. And I'm like, yeah, there's a river right here. Like, they didn't know how to start a fire. They didn't know how to keep it going. But me and like the Midwest people and like these two white boys who came with us, who to this day, I really don't even know how they found their way with us. Me and my friends, we like find a little area. I start a fire from them. I was a Girl Scout, so I got them all set up. I'm like, here you go. And I start to explain the drug choices we have. I'm like, look, some of us are experts. Me at the time, I was an expert. I was like, I'm doing it all. So everybody like does their thing. And like pretty soon I am just like, I hear voices and I'm running up this mountain. At some point lost my pants, like running up a mountain because I heard voices. The two white boys were like, we're going to go walk into the tunnel as deep as we can.
Why would you not?
Why would you not do that? And so they do that. And then we we leave all the like New York kids at the fire. Because I was like, I have to run up this hill to help these people. And like the whole time my boyfriend is just like, Ashley, where are you going? Like just running after me. And I'm like, you don't hear like all of this. And then the guys who went into the tunnel were like, we heard the voices of the people and we walked into the tunnel until we were surrounded by darkness.
You know what I see? You know what I'm investigating right now?
Some trespassers. Yeah.
For you guys to be the ones who did the most, could it really have been the spirits, or was it the spirit? Or you think that you were enhanced and you felt closer?
I think I felt closer to this spirit realm. I've done those other drugs before. I had this quick experience where I saw like all of the trees kind of like fold in on themselves. Mm. And I started to see people like come out and I was like, I'm connecting to death. And the other two white boys, they also were like, we heard voices in the tunnel. We walked until we were like surrounded by darkness. And then they heard dogs barking and decided to run. we're all like screaming. We're like, we heard these ghosts. We eventually like run back, and all the New York kids are just like, yo, the fire went out like 2 hours ago.
It's so kind of shit. Cold as shit.
What took
here,
you so long?
It's cold. We want to go.
We're lost, B.
Yeah. We've been waiting on y'all.
I'm hungry, B.
It's mad fugazi, B. You out here with no pants, ma.
Right.
Where your pants at, yo?
And the pants were like holding me back. Like I remember the sticks like pulling me and just being like, I gotta just free myself of this. And we get back to the fire and the Brooklyn kids are like, we wanna go, let's go. And that's when I realized we had left the car keys. We had driven up in two different cars with me and my partner who had done the most drugs. Oh. We can't find these car keys at all. Oh. Were they eventually in the very front pocket of my partner's book bag? Yes. Yes, they were right in there.
After 3 hours of searching.
Right.
I'm just like, maybe they were in my pants pocket. It's like, don't you see? This is the spirits. But what I will say is that as we are looking for these keys and like all separating on our own paths, like my friend runs into this group of like white dreadheaded hippie drummers.
Okay.
And that's what I had been hearing. It turns out that like as I was going up thinking I was following the voice of ghosts, it actually was like this group of hippies that was like hanging out. I was just like, oh my God, that must have been what I was hearing. They were like, yeah, duh. And so they like come back to our campgrounds, restart the fire because they're like, that will help you find keys, you know, like, yeah. Like light from a fire.
Okay.
We hadn't thought about that, had not crossed my mind, because that's when we finally see like, oh, look in the front bag of the book bag. We find the keys. Everything starts coming together. They're like, oh, thank you. Glad we could help. Like we hang out a bit more.
Sobering up a little bit.
Yeah, we're starting to laugh about the situation. We're like, let's put this fire out. Let's go back to campus. And we started doing this. And to get back to where our cars were, we had to like go back to like this path where we thought that hippie group was and like some other people. And we're going back and it is pitch quiet, like black, quiet, no noise. No noise at all. And we get back to our cars. And there's at this point, like some other like campers who have pulled up. And we were like, oh, there's like a hippie group. And they were just like, we haven't seen anyone else out here.
See?
Yeah.
See, the hills have eyes.
Do you think Halloween had anything to do with it? Like, I mean, and why did you choose to do it on Halloween?
It is a famous haunted tunnel. So a lot of people go out there for Halloween. It's like in the area, like a common like Halloween dare to like go camp at the Hoosick Tunnel on Halloween. Because it's, you know, it's famous.
Would you do it now?
I would do it now. And in fact, I would do it sober so okay. I could compare the experiences.
Okay.
Because when those people were like, we haven't seen anyone else out here, and we would have noticed like a loud group of camping hippies, I was just like, what? They were ghosts. They were not real.
How insane would that have been? Like, that would have been, what if it was? Like, what if they just literally vanished?
If they were the ghosts.
Right, what if they are like hippie campers who died out there in the 60s or something, and then they're also tied to the location.
Oh my God.
And then the New York kids who didn't do that many drugs were just like, they're probably just like fucking around.
Oh my God. Right.
They're probably just like hippies in a drum circle, and they're like, they probably just moved somewhere else.
Wait. New York saw the hippies? The hippies see the hippies? Or did she and her partner see the hippies?
I'm thinking that her and her partner saw the hippies.
Oh, no. The New Yorkers saw the hippies, too.
Everybody saw the hippies.
They fully came and they started a fire for us because we were just sitting there in the dark and cold trying to find these keys. Completely drugged out. Like, I wasn't like, oh, like I was just, you know, using our phones. And then they were like, our friends who had gone in the tunnel were the ones who found them. And I was just like, we did find the keys when they came to help us. Like they were some sort of spirit guidance presence. And the fact that they were like a whole group, I mean, a four people, but we were probably like six people. And in this case, I do believe that they were ghosts. I choose to believe that those hippies were spirits, that somehow they were tied to the spirits in the tunnel, that they helped guide us out of there that day.
Actually, that's funny, man.
It is.
Well, listen, we appreciate you sharing your story with us. Thank you so much for your time.
The dopest.
Man, that conversation was dope, man. I appreciate that. It's definitely thought-provoking.
Yeah, I rock with you, oh, Ashley. I appreciate
that. That was good.
Thank you. This was so much fun. Thanks for letting me tell this story. I'm team the hippies were ghosts.
Yeah,
my friends to this day believe they were hippies.
I appreciate your vulnerability because a lot of people won't say they went to a haunted location on drugs because of the mere fact that like it would almost interfere with what you may come across. But like that also makes the experience. And so like this is super dope, Ashley. Like I think that really enlightened our mindset for our next investigation.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you.
And, thank you, Ashley.
All right, Ashley.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Man, her story was great. Let's get into this game now. Now it's time to play a little game. One I would like to call Would You Rather? All right, I'm going to give you guys two scenarios to choose from, all right? You have to pick one and tell me why you picked it. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, question number one. Would you rather be a ghost or hunted by a ghost, and why?
Oh, I don't know if I would want to be a ghost, man, because it's like you stuck here forever. Damn. Can I go back? Like, am I a ghost on the hall pass? Like, I live in heaven, but I can come to earth and kick it every once in a while? Or I got to stay here?
That's on behavior. That's on how you've been doing in heaven.
Okay. So I'm in hell.
So
then,
we know where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so guys. What you doing, J-Bad?
I think I'm going to be a ghost.
You would be a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see you being one, bro.
I'd be like a guardian angel.
You'd be a ghost that would give advice.
Right.
Hey.
Unsolicited advice?
Yeah. Now listen, I don't know if you want to leave that there.
Right.
That could burn the whole house down. I'm just saying.
The last time the outcomes were not favorable. What about you, Marcus? Would you be a ghost or would you be haunted by a ghost?
Definitely be a ghost. I don't know what kind of ghost I'm going to get on this side. So it could be like they're people. They're all ordinary people, so I'd much rather just be a ghost.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right, here we go. Second question, fellas. Here we go. All right. Would you rather see every shadow in your room come to life at night or hear voices whispering from the walls?
God, bro. Both of those are the worst.
They're the worst, best questions ever. Questions of terror.
Oh, man, I really don't know, because I think seeing shadows come to life would freak me I don't think I could live with that.
I'm already startled by shadows.
You're afraid of shadows?
I sometimes get startled by shadows.
You see shadows often?
No, we're just talking about shadows in general. So, like, you could see the branch in your room off of, like, the light from a window, right? So there's a tree outside.
Excuse me, Mr. Two-Story House, man.
I don't have no trees. I don't have no trees where I'm from.
I got windows.
If that branch comes to life and it looks like it's like to grab you or whatever it does, I think that would be creepy. But then also, so you start hearing things that you don't see.
So what you going to go with?
I'm going to go with the whispers, man, because I just put my earphones in.
But they're still
there. They're
in the whisper.
They're one level.
It's in my head.
No, you're listening to the
whispers. I know you already have those voices, but we're not talking about those voices.
Okay.
We're talking about ghost voices.
But I hear them at all times.
Yes.
Even when I put earphones in. Yes. They're in my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they're just loud enough to hear or to talk over the music. So,
no right. matter how loud you play. No matter how loud you play.
So Daylin. Like in the club. So Daylin.
Hey. What's up?
It's just loud enough.
Right. But that shit would be irritating.
That would be stupid.
What would you say?
I'm going to definitely say, now I said come to life, you know. Come to life is totally different.
Right. That means it could possibly.
It could actually be doing what it is doing. So I'd much rather just hear, you know, nice words of encouragement.
Right.
Good job, Marcus.
You're doing great, Marcus.
All right. That's a good one.
You got this last job, one. Guys. You got one more for us, huh?
All right. Here we go. Would you rather be trapped in a tunnel filled with bats or trapped in a tunnel filled with spiders?
Bats.
Okay, are we talking bats. We talking daddy bats. Long legs, or are we bats. Talking tarantulas?
Bats off rip.
Daddy long legs.
Oh, I do daddy long legs. You can't be stuck with no daddy long legs, bro.
Bro, but they like they'll start getting into all your holes, bro. Like your ears.
Whoa.
Eye, like, and you can't see them, bro. And they're crawling everywhere. At least bats, you know, in a dark tunnel, they're just hanging from the ceiling, and you don't have to interact.
Bro, do you know how many? If you stuck in a tunnel full of bats,
I might come out a superhero.
You definitely won't.
I definitely feel like I could come out with a butler. I could come out with a butler who can train me on martial arts and all other analytics of crime stopping. Boy, and still give me tea. So you saying bats and you saying spiders?
I said daddy long legs.
Okay. He tried to pick the species. All right, y'all. That's it for our game. Now it's time to hear from you. Do y'all have some creepy, scary stories that y'all want to share on our podcast?
Next up, we have a listener submission from Brian in California. What's up, Brian?
Let us know how you feel.
Brian in California.
Hey, Ghost Brothers. My name's Brian, and this is my ghost story. Back when I was in junior high and early high school, and we're talking way back, I used to deliver our local newspaper to make a little bit extra cash. So our local newspaper used to get delivered in the morning times, which meant I had to be up usually 4:30, 5 o'clock to get the papers folded, loaded on my bike, and then out the door to be delivered. So one middle December morning, I was out doing my paper route, and it was dark that morning, obviously, as it is in December, and it was foggy, like we get in the wintertime here in the central San Joaquin Valley. So I had turned a corner on one of the streets and was getting set to head down the block to the next street to deliver papers. And I had noticed a ways up the street, I could barely see two people walking on the sidewalk coming towards me. Now, on this particular block where I was going through, the house on the very corner didn't have its garage facing the street that I had just come off of. The garage actually faced the street I had turned onto, and there weren't very many houses along that street that were that way. So I hopped my bike off of the curb to let the people that were coming at me have a free rein on the sidewalk while I rode by them in the street. So as they started to come out of the fog a little bit more, I noticed that it was a gentleman in full dress Marine Corps blues walking arm in arm with a lady that I can only assume was either his wife or his girlfriend. She was wearing a pink dress, low heels, white gloves, and a hat with like some netting on it that kind of hung over her face. I didn't get a good look at either of their faces because they were both looking down while they were walking. I didn't think anything of it. And so as they were walking across the driveway that split the sidewalk, I got to where they were at and just by them and then rode up the little ramp that led out to the street from the driveway to get back onto the sidewalk. Now, as I got up onto the ramp and straightened out onto the sidewalk, I just happened to do a quick glance back to look at the two people that I had just passed, and they were gone. There was nobody anywhere to be seen. They just disappeared into I don't know whatever. And obviously, I was a little freaked out because there was literally no place for them to go that I wouldn't have been able to see them. And I just kept on doing my paper route and got back to the house. And I didn't think of it until a little bit later. But the one thing that I didn't notice at the time until I thought about it later was as they were walking, him in his dress shoes and her in heels, neither one of them made a sound whenever they took a step. So it was just a really strange, kind of cool little incident that happened, and hopefully you like the story.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate that.
So let me tell you something about that story, man. First of all, do they even let kids deliver paper anymore? Because you know they snatching kids now. This ain't like the '90s.
I think that has to be a supervised role.
You have to, bro.
You can't let kids do that anymore.
Bro, I wouldn't dare send my baby out there to me to deliver newspapers.
She's only two.
Well, hey, man, she got to start contributing at some age.
She got to start doing what?
Contributing at some age, man. She got to earn her keep. But no, let me tell you why I believe everything Brian has said.
Because it happened to us in Savannah?
Because it damn happened to us in Savannah. I know mm-hmm. we talked about it before. But, bro, we've been in situations where we've seen someone in period dress.
Yes. And they were walking down the sidewalk with us.
Yeah, yeah. But only thing different, she talked to us.
Yes, and nobody else said they heard her.
Right.
So he didn't have any interaction with any other people, but But he also said the lady, those two weren't making a sound.
Right. He heard nothing coming from them.
And they had on hard bottoms.
And you know what happens when you got hard bottoms on concrete. It's like, you can't sneak up on nobody with hard bottoms on concrete.
It's a performance about to go down.
Somebody tap dancing. Hey, that was creepy.
But
that
with us, remember the lady, like, she gave us some information, like our first little rule in paranormal.
Yep.
You got to tell the spirits to stay whenever you're talking to them and you don't want them to follow you.
But remember, she made us repeat it.
Yes.
She made us repeat it.
Yes.
She told us, hey, before you leave here, make sure all the spirits stay, don't follow you.
And we was like, oh, okay, right. Cool.
She was like, no, say it. And so we said it. But yeah, just like Buddy said, bro, literally she was there and then she wasn't. But what is that, though? What would that be? Like a residual type haunting? So you think maybe that couple that he saw maybe walked down that driveway, maybe that was their house back in the day. They usually take that walk to the curb. Mm-hmm. And you think even in the afterlife, they still taking that walk?
I feel like yes.
Yes.
To your question. I think it definitely is a residual haunting.
Okay.
I think it was. I think the lady that we experienced was residual. And I think that the lady that the couple that he experienced was residual.
Let me ask your opinion, Marcus.
Yep.
How do you feel about the potential of seeing somebody that you think is real and then turning around and then they just gone?
Like me right now?
Right. Yeah. Marcus ain't here.
His eye just came out of nowhere.
It's not Marcus.
I feel it's creepy and freaky and wiggly, wiggly, wiggly. I don't know if that's really the term that
or if that fits where we were in the conversation.
It feels like the energy match, at least.
Because I didn't hear Marcus.
But yeah. But that's wild, though.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. Brian in California, man. Listen, bro. Brian. I believe you, man. If nobody else does, I do.
Brian, I love you, Brian.
Thank you for your submission, B. Thank you, B.
All right. This is all we have for you guys. You listeners, you beautiful people, you loved ones of ours, you legends. You know, we're going to call our people the legends. We're going to call our fans.
You just going to
give them a name?
On the fly?
On the fly.
Like, all right, my legends.
All right, my legends.
Not to be confused with John.
Not to be confused with John.
Not to be confused. All right, my legends, remember, if you want to hear your creepy stories on our podcast, please submit all your voice memos to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. That's ghostbrotherspodcast.com. Go ahead, submit it. I know you got some creepy stories out there.
Man, that is right. We want to hear a spooky, ghostly, or paranormal experience. Also, review and rate us 5 stars from wherever you hear your podcast.
And that's it, y'all, for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
See you next week. Shall we see you next week?
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Michael DeSalvo. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Cherish Satchel. Our associate producers are Navani Otero and Ann Lim. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Hansdale Shi, Max Unruh, and Lila Williams.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.